is your program to take control of if you choose. You may dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231 and literally bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live tonight brought to you by audible.com and audiblepodcast.com/FTL specifically. That's the URL you need to go to Audible to get your choice of over 60,000 audio entertainment titles. I think most of them are books, but they have other things there, too.
Yeah. They've got magazines.
Some radio and show archives and stuff like that. So you can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, get your free audiobook download. You can listen to it whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. And in every genre, Audible has it covered. So get your free audiobook now at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Once you're a sort of a member of audiblepodcast.com, they also have 250 unabridged audiobooks for only $4.95 each. So they've got some very low-priced audiobooks once you get your free one.
Great deal. All right, let's continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want. We're going to go to Chris in Georgia on the amp line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. On August 30th, I was actually walking home from a bar after having 3.5 beers, and I was arrested for...
Why'd you have a half a beer?
Under the because... because I knew how bad I was, I ended up walking home.
No, no, no. Tell me about the half beer.
Maybe you'd had enough, Mark.
I did have enough. I knew that.
So you just pushed the beer back.
I stopped. Yeah, I put the beer down.
So you're an alcohol abuser.
And walked out.
You left that beer completely unattended there.
Do you understand how the Irish, you know how you get in, how you figure out whether you get into, and you know how the Irish determine whether you get into heaven?
You go
into in purgatory, and they take all the beer that you've wasted throughout your life, and they pour it into a bucket, or that you've spilt. You know, any beer that you poured down the drain or spilt, they pour it into a bucket, and they dump you head first into the bucket, and if you drown, you go to hell.
Normally, I don't have enough time to get the rim shot ready, but there you go. All right, so what were you calling about tonight? You said left the bar.
Yeah, I left the bar and I was walking home. I had stopped by the convenience store. I was finishing up a cigarette. I was about to go in and get a sports drink. And all of a sudden, my hands were put behind my back and handcuffed.
Oh, my.
And I was arrested. Brought downtown. I had to miss a day of work for that because I was arrested for pedestrian under the influence.
What are you supposed to do?
Right. There's just nothing you can do.
If they want to get you, they're going to get you. If they need to get someone, if they are bored and they need to arrest someone, they will find someone doing something.
What was the investigation here on the part of the police? How did they ascertain that you were intoxicated?
According to the ticket that I saw after I got out of jail, I ended up getting out of jail, having to call out of work. And you don't know how embarrassing that was, having to call into work. Yes, I can't come into work today because I was arrested and I had to spend the night in jail.
Well, if anything, it'll become less embarrassing over time as more people spend time in jail. They'll be like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. I was there 2 weeks ago. Because so many people are being arrested for just silly nonsense these days. Probably isn't as big of a deal as it might have once been. Anyway, go ahead with your story.
It was just so amazing. I had to keep my mouth shut I actually exercised my rights. I didn't say one word to the police officer.
Really?
I'm going to remain silent.
Did you do a breathalyzer?
No.
Okay.
That's not good.
Did they ask you if you would do a breathalyzer? I'm just wondering. How do they know you were drunk?
On the ticket, it said the officer smelled alcohol on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good
grief. This is in downtown Atlanta, Dale.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, that's my hometown.
So you were at the convenience store getting ready to go inside, and the cop grabbed your hand. You didn't even see the cop until you were in the cuffs?
Correct. I had no clue what was going on. I had 3.5 beers on an empty stomach. Was I a little bit out of it? Yeah.
Sure.
3.5 years on an empty stomach? Yeah.
Where's the victim? That's what I'd like to know. Where is the victim? That's what I would ask in court.
He might have bumped into someone and something.
I don't know, man. That is so strange. Can you put? I would ask to put the victim on the stand. What?
Yeah, I know. I ended up pleading nolo contende.
What's that mean? I've heard it before, but I never heard
of this.
No contest.
It's not guilty and it's not innocent. It's saying I'm just not going to fight the charge. It's
well, you know. Generally, if you do plead nolo contendere, often they'll have an adjudication of guilt involved in the acceptance of the plea.
Do you know about that, Chris?
No, I don't. All I know is the judge, when I went up both times, well, when I went up after, you know, being in lockup with all the people who actually had victims to their crimes, the judge looked at my thing and looked at my record. This is the first time I've ever been arrested in my entire life. I'm 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And the judge rolled his eyes and said, you're free to go. Wait to find your court date.
Well, it's not like he did you a big favor or anything like that. You're still going to court. He didn't dismiss the charge. What are you looking at here? Is this a misdemeanor?
It's a ticket.
So it's a violation? It's not even a misdemeanor?
Correct.
Okay, and what is the maximum penalty that you're looking at?
$207 fine, but I've already been to court. My court date, I'm lucky, was literally 2 days after my arrest.
Mm-hmm.
I got time served.
Time served. So they waived the $200 fine for the amount of time that you'd spent in jail?
Yeah, the 14 hours I spent in jail.
It still finds him guilty, which I I don't like. But at the very least, you don't have to deal with it. I understand. I've done the same thing myself.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. And I'm sure you're not the only person who has had such an encounter. And how ludicrous! I mean, the idea that you can be intoxicated on the street and be committing a crime because you have some alcohol in your veins. I mean, these cops go and they drink at places. They go to bars and they drink. They go to their friends' houses and they drink. If you have to walk to your car or if you have to walk to somebody else's car, you can be arrested. If somebody's giving you a ride, just the travel from the bar to the car. Is the point of this to give the taxi cabs business? Is that the point of this legislation?
I don't know.
Or is it to keep people from stumbling around in the streets? Is that the idea?
Just to extract money from...
That's what it is, isn't it?
And time, and you know, to show their power.
It's disgusting. So, Chris, anything else you want to share?
Yes. The evening that I was arrested, there were three armed robberies off the street, literally three blocks away.
Yeah, but that requires actual effort and risk and personal risk to the officers and... You know, even though that's the image that everyone has of police officers, that they're these heroic people who risk their lives for other people, they're constantly trained to look out for number one, like make sure their own safety is handled first and so on. So,
well, thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you're okay. And it didn't, you know, could have been worse. Obviously, I think not paying the fine would have been great had you been hit with it. But then again, you're in Atlanta. So is it going to have any effect? I mean, if you're in a big city and you do non-cooperation and you're the only one around who's doing it, is that going to affect anything? Will it actually, is it worthwhile? How do you feel about that, Chris?
No, but it certainly has encouraged me to move to New Hampshire.
There you go.
As part of the Free State Project.
Excellent. When are you coming up?
Probably later this year.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you here, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Really, it's a reasonable thing to do is to just leave it behind. There's no hope, in my opinion, for places like that. It's too big. They're too entrenched. Here in Keene, little old Keene, 25,000 people live here. It's got enough amenities to be comfortable. There are big box stores and stuff like that, the usual chain stuff that you're used to, the McDonald's, the Burger King, all that stuff is here. So you've got that level of comfort, but at the same time, the government is so small, and the government size...
And the whole place has a small town, quaint feel to it
as
well.
It's beautiful.
Despite being a city, actually.
And there's wonderful foliage and the mountain and everything. But
speaking of which, it's going to be one heck of a year for foliage.
My point here in general, and it's already starting to change.
Yeah.
But my point here is that in New Hampshire, one of the big sales points about New Hampshire, one of the reasons why it was voted for the Free State Project as the choice, is because of the small burden of government here. Yeah, it's still a government is still in the way and taxing, but compared to the other 50 states, New Hampshire's burden is, I believe, the lowest of all of them. I think Alaska might be up there, too, but New Hampshire is up there, and that's one of the big reasons to come here. More on the way, you can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit dnamail.com and join the evolution.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The chat room's there. We've got people in there. Usually best time is during show hours, but it's open 24/7 at chat.freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-oriented people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And all of us on this radio program are Free State Project participants. We've all moved here, in the case of the folks on the show tonight, all from the South. Dale, you're originally from the Atlanta, Georgia area, as I understand it.
Yes.
And Mark and I from down in Sarasota, Florida, and it's been a wonderful experience so far, and it just keeps getting better as more new activists are showing up and other New Hampshire natives and New Hampshire longtime residents are getting excited and getting active. We're starting to see some change. We had a marijuana event today like I'd never experienced. It was incredible.
It just keeps blowing my expectations.
Yes, me too.
I have like high expectations, and it keeps transcending that. So.
All right, so we're going to keep going here with your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, Dave. Yo, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Howdy, y'all. I'm thinking about that decriminalization of marijuana. It's a bad idea.
Why?
Because it keeps the really high.
It keeps the product cost high?
Huh?
You said it keeps the product cost high?
Yeah, it keeps it $400 an
That's
ounce.
That's not true. Why would that be true? I'm talking about full
decriminalization. It keeps the underground alive.
No, wait a minute.
It keeps the corrupt bastards.
We're not on the same line here.
I think Dave is just misspeaking.
You may not be talking about decriminalization. Full decriminalization is what I was discussing earlier, and that's where there are no more laws about marijuana on the books. It essentially becomes a free product again, to where business owners would be able to sell it in their business, and the black market economy would go away.
You're
no, that's not legalization.
You're talking legalization.
No, I'm not talking about legalization.
Still means that it's against the law, but they're not going to make you a criminal by doing it. But
I don't think you're right about that. But this is a debate that I guess people have been having for a long time. I have always understood legalization to mean that that they're essentially it is taken out of the realm of criminality, and then they create a government structure around it to tax it and to regulate it and to control it.
Like alcohol.
I wanted to keep going and say I think it should be you take the money away from it and make it like wine and beer like you could make at your own house. You can make so much wine and beer.
You can't make liquor.
You can trade it amongst yourselves.
I think just that's like, likely what will happen. The teeth would be out of it, I think, even if it became decriminalized.
Because even the medical marijuana has turned into a capitalistic pig bastard that we're trying to avoid, like the pharmaceutical companies. Now you got to pay a doctor $150 to sign a paper. You got to spend $50.
That's legalization.
For the registration.
You're talking about, Dave, is legalization. There, government.
That's for the medical thing.
I'm telling you, that's legalization of medical marijuana. It's not decrim. That's legalization. What you're describing there with marijuana and how it's very controlled. That there's a structure that benefits the doctors.
I kind of see what you're saying. The legalization means that the government is involved with it.
Correct. To legalize. I mean, legal.
Well, I think of legal meaning that the government has nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's one of your rights. You know,
It's a common misunderstanding. I mean, the whole term legal suggests the legal system. So I don't like the legal system at all. I think that it's big, bloated, stupid bureaucracy that is very dangerous to people, and there's nothing that's really great about it at all. So just keep it out of the system entirely. Just end the system's involvement with marijuana. That's what I support. That's full decriminalization.
First thing to do is release the people in jail for it.
You bet.
There's no reason that anybody should be in jail for a plant that will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you, and medicate you and never hurt anybody.
Yep, you nailed that one. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you as always. It's one of the terms that the difference between legalization and decriminalization, I didn't understand it for a long time, and I think somebody had called in to explain it to us once, and that's where it really started to make sense. So the term legalize means to make legal. If you already have something that is just out there and there's no laws that are prohibiting it, then it's not legal, but it's not illegal either. It's just out there. It just is.
Right. There's, the weeds in your yard aren't legal or illegal. They're just present.
Yeah. It's hard to to get your mind around that, because when you do think the term legal, you think everything that's not illegal.
There really are so many benefits too, like they've just said, and I think that's a huge threat to the companies, to drug companies who are making a killing on their legal drugs. And if there's this cheap and readily available plant that can have such incredible medicinal value for so many different people suffering from so many different things, just think what a threat that is to the to these wealthy drug companies.
Let alone all the other products that can be made from the hemp plant. I mean,
right.
Those are also the people manufacturing those products. I mean, they could invest in hemp and then probably do pretty well for themselves because it's so renewable, it's so cheap. But that's one of the reasons why marijuana
was
made.
There's going to be a lot of competition, though, because it is so renewable and so cheap.
That's true. It's one of the reasons why marijuana was made illegal in the first place was because of the industrialists, people like William Randolph Hearst and whoever it was behind the DuPont company, actually using the federal government lobbying them to make the plant illegal so they could not have to worry about somebody planting a bunch of hemp plants and outgrowing their tree farm, for instance, with when it comes to Hearst, who was a newspaper man. So that's the real history, at least some of it, of marijuana prohibition. It's just based out of total protectionism and total government favors for their buddies. The usual story, right? Government people providing providing benefits to their friends.
At the cost of everyone else.
At the cost of everyone and targeting their enemies as well. So 800-259-9231, we continue with your calls about what you want. Stephen is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen, you are on.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Hey, yo. I haven't heard Dave from Montana in a long time. Yo.
I think he called like a weekend ago, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was reading listening to some old Robert Lefebvre. I guess they were podcasts for their times back in the 60s and 70s. They used to sell these cassette tapes on the subjects of freedom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is about the Fabian Society. And by golly, it turns out the Fabian Society was right. Do you guys know what that is, the Fabian Society?
I'm not familiar.
Aren't Fabians a kind of socialist?
It's like the long-haired blonde model, right?
Oh, right,
Fabio. Fabio. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Fabio.
He's not your type, is he?
No, God, no.
There were a group of socialists back in the early 20th century who realized that, in fact, George Bernard Shaw was one of them, they realized that all governments are socialistic in nature. The idea of government is socialistic. So they don't have to have some massive revolution like a lot of the Marxists wanted. Mm-hmm. All they would have to do is just kind of incrementally push whatever major political parties there are in the proper direction. And next thing you know, we would have a socialist government, and by golly, it appears they were right.
Yep, they've been wonderfully successful from their perspective.
Yep.
I want you to get into more detail here in a moment. Hang on, we'll come back, talk more about the Fabian socialists, because the socialists have had some serious, real political success. You want to talk about people that understand how to manipulate the system and work within it and, you know, brainwash and all that? The socialists have done. You've got to hand it to them. They've done an amazing job. 1-800, that's why our job is so difficult.
That's a downhill job for them.
Yep, 800-259-9231. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Heart. Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. We will take your calls here about anything. Also, want to tell you about ThinkTwiceNews.com. We mentioned them earlier tonight. Not only are they doing news at YouTube, but they're also producing their own movie, their own fictional movie, which I understand probably will have some liberty themes in it. Dale, did you pick that up as you were working down there on it?
Yeah, it'll have liberty themes.
All right, cool. So go to thinktwicenews.com. You get guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and of course, there's the puppet from outer space. You'll see what I mean if you go to thinktwicenews.com and subscribe today. That's thinktwicenews.com.
I've watched that puppet video so many times, it's still funny to me.
All right, we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want. Actually, Mark, did you want to make a point on something before we continue with that? I feel like you were talking about something during the break, and I told you to make a note.
About the Fabians, socialism.
Oh, yeah, sure. We still have Steven on the line in Florida. Let's bring Steven back here. Steven, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
All right, yeah, so you're telling us about these socialists that just wanted to take an incremental approach toward influencing government in a even more and more socialist direction.
Right. Robert Lefebvre said that one of the Fabians' first victories was there was some kind of welfare bill. They started in England, and there was some kind of welfare bill in England. There was two of them proposed. One was, let's say, $50 million. I mean, they measured in pounds, but let's talk in something we're familiar with. Let's say one was $50 million, and let's say the other one is $500 million. And the Fabians actually got the politicians, the so-called conservatives, to, instead of arguing against any welfare program, they said, listen, you know, conservatives, if you guys don't vote for the cheaper one, then the liberals will have enough votes to vote in the more expensive one. So you guys got to really vote for the cheaper one. So they succeeded in getting them to not talk about welfare versus no welfare, just cheap welfare, you know, a cheap program versus a more expensive program.
It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they passed out little comic books, little tracts and stuff like this, little pamphlets. There were pamphleteers. And they were also, the Fabians, by the way, were the originators of a phrase that you used just the other night, Ian, of voting for the least of the evils, or however that goes, the lesser of two evils. They came up with that. Oh, you better vote for the lesser of two evils.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, you know, they sure did.
I think it's interesting to look at the socialist movement of, you know, the last century, and I think that there's some parallels between how the rise of socialism and the rise of sort of libertarianism, because libertarianism is getting its legs, as far as I can tell. It's certainly bigger than it was a few decades ago, and maybe it's the internet or whatever. I think that there's a lot of cool comparisons that one can make between the two movements. Obviously, they're antithetical. They're the different ends of the political spectrum, but there's also some innate advantages that the socialist movement had. It's that the people, the politicians, that would have to, you know, propose the measures to get the ball rolling. They benefit from socialism, whereas the politicians in the current system do not benefit from liberty. The individual benefits from liberty, and so it's liberty has it seems to me a much harder row to hoe. But I think that it's also pretty obvious that the movement's growing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention the. I think that, you know, a lot of people call it, oh, I want to talk to Mark the Communist or Mark the Fascist. I like having people like Mark on our side, personally. Certainly was where Mark is, and I won't disparage him that, but I did want to mention that it is the Fabian's view that all government, no matter if you're talking the smallest constitutional republic on earth, all government is socialistic in nature. So just kind of maybe a little jab at Mark, although, like I said, I don't disparage Mark anything at all. I really enjoy having
I don't disagree. I do agree that any government is socialist in nature. I am of that opinion. I'm only of the opinion of a harm reduction. I don't know whether the world will be better under a complete. I don't think we could go from today till tomorrow with complete liberty, you know, no government at all, and have a good transition. I think it's all about the transition.
It's also not going to be possible. I mean, how could that happen?
Sure. But the people that talk about complete liberty don't talk about transitions very often. And that's a big problem when you're trying to sell your theory to other people whom you say, and, you know, well, some of the first things they want to talk about are roads and courts and law enforcement and all those things. And it seems to me that those should be some of the last, you know, the last part of the framework that you would dissemble. Want to see is, you know, is a peaceful progression.
Yeah, I'm all for that too. I totally believe. I believe in incrementalism, and I think it's just the nature of how things change. That's just life.
There's something to that.
Yeah, there is something to it. I don't really believe in political incrementalism toward liberty specifically, because I know that you'll hear people say, well, look at the progress that was made in this other area where they incrementally went in this direction. Yes, I think you can use politics to control the beast. You can control the violence, but when your goal is actually to reduce the violence, you're going against the nature of government. It's one thing to try and control it. You can get in there and, you know, steer it, but, you know, actually trying to reduce it, I think, is going against the nature of the beast. And so when you can look back at examples of where someone used incremental political action to get to their goal, where they, you know, that's a case where they were just trying to change the policy in one direction or another, but it wasn't necessarily in a liberty direction. So,
Stephen, any other thoughts tonight?
One real quick one. My father died back in the 80s, and the more I think about him and the stories I hear about him, the more I realize he might have been kind of close to being an anarchist. My uncle just told me a story about how my dad was pulled over for drunk driving back in the 60s, back when, you know, you could get a ticket, you know, like $25 or something.
Yeah, get a ride home.
For drunk driving. And the cop wanted to test to see if he was drunk, so he pulled some coins out of his pocket, threw them on the ground, and told my dad, pick those up. And my dad goes, you pick them up, you son of a bitch. You're the one who threw them down there.
That's a great story. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What I was going to say about the incrementalism thing is, sure, there may be something to that when it comes to the government, because obviously it'd be pretty difficult to roll back all the laws at one, in one fell swoop. That's a pretty fantastical idea. But I don't think that it's unreasonable to suggest what we were talking about earlier in the show is to suggest full decriminalization. To me is an increment. That's an increment to me, whereas this mealy-mouth crap that is being proposed in most places is the most pathetic increment.
But you push for that, and you may not get that, but that's what you talk about. You may get something incremental. But I think when I say that I do believe in an incremental progression, but just not through political action, I feel like all politics will follow the culture.
Yeah,
we have to affect individuals and get them to think in terms of being, and get them to think like individuals and to withdraw
like
as much
as
possible. Think like free people and think like they are responsible for themselves and to stop needing a parent forever and ever and ever, which the government has taken the place of their parents. And they always want that parent figure up into their 80s and 90s. And when we change people, the government will follow, I believe. Or to the point where either laws will change or the government will just sort of become less and less imposing and the laws will be less enforced.
Ian, currently, people solve their problems with government. By and large, people think there's a problem.
Well, they don't actually solve the problem. Usually what happens is the government creates unintended consequences and they create more problems than they solve.
Okay. You and I agree on that. However, that's how people think. And both of us believe, whether you believe anybody who believes in any kind of change for more liberty, understands that there has to be a tide change in people's thinking. They have to take responsibility for themselves. They have to believe in peace. They have to...
You bet.
Right. All that has to occur. I believe that. You believe that. So, in a world where we decriminalize marijuana currently, today... You're going to have just as messed up a situation as you do with alcohol. Alcohol's been legalized, but it's a mess. This guy just got arrested for walking down the street after 3.5 beers. It's a mess because the government exists.
Decrimmed marijuana isn't really going to be as much of a mess as alcohol. I mean, people don't get messy
If you think that the government's just going to decriminalize marijuana, you're out of your rabbit
mind. I'm talking about what you need to propose. If you're going to be doing politics,
in this world. We need a tide change.
You don't get a tide change by begging for little increments. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you all the features there free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. Mark spelled it deference. You will get search results aggregated from maybe you should have searched for your spelling terms, Mark, at StartPage.
Look, man, as all I did was go under the underlined word.
You will get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start your 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. In fact, they make it easy in browsers now. You've got that little window, at least I have it in Firefox, where you've got the little search bar up there. Yeah, the little search entry area where you can change whatever search engine. Startpage.com, right there on the front page underneath the search area, there's a link that'll allow you to add Startpage to your web browser, which makes it really easy to take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. So head on over there, and we'll actually be tonight on tonight's podcast. We'll be interviewing Catherine Albrecht from startpage.com, and you may have remember Catherine. She's been on our show before. We had her on at one of the Liberty forums. She is one of the most preeminent and noteworthy privacy experts in the world,
yep,
as far as I can tell.
And startpage.com is lucky to have her, quite honestly.
She's a sharp lady.
Yeah,
it really is.
She's a sharp lady, and it's a great product.
So there you go. All right, we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Corby is on the line in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First off, the thing the term you're looking for is not legalization or decriminalization. It's deregulation is the one.
Deregulation. Okay. So you're saying define deregulation then.
I mean, no government intervention at all. You're free to, you know, if you want to take it with you on airports or, you know, there's just basically no laws against it. You know, the government doesn't have a, you know, kind of like, they probably regulate everything from cereal to milk now, but in a sense it would, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so what regulations would you be referring to that are on marijuana?
Well, right now they call it a controlled substance, which, you know, when I was 14 years old, I could not buy alcohol, but I could buy cocaine and marijuana in my smoking area, you know, with quite ease. So it's funny how they, you know, their regulations they have now, which to control it, are the, you know, complete lack of control.
I see where you're coming from, but I think that we're,
you're talking about, what we were discussing earlier was the difference between decriminalization and legalization, and now you're throwing in deregulation, and it seems to me that marijuana isn't really regulated, it's just criminalized. There are laws against marijuana, which by default
means... But on the federal level, it's the Stamp Act, right?
There is a Stamp Act, that's true, so I guess it is both. I guess it's both. It's it's regulated and criminalized, but I think either way, if you decriminalize it, then it wouldn't matter really if it was regulated in any way, because then there wouldn't be any penalties for breaking whatever those regulations were. But I think you're right, you could combine the two of those together. I think both decriminalization and deregulation then in that case are necessary. But Mark, you said that one of your producers was telling you differently about what these things mean.
It's true. I mean, everybody seems to have a different opinion as to what legalization means and decriminalization, so it's hard to know.
Well,
and as
I'm going to go by the dictionary. I'm going to go by the dictionary definition of legalize, because that's the issue. That was what Dave was calling about earlier.
I get what you're saying, Ian, but all I'm saying
is make legal.
No matter what happens, it's going to be screwed up because the government's going to be involved. The government's involved already. I'd like the government out as much as possible, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
However, the government's thoroughly entrenched in marijuana right now, and they're not likely to complete, you know, to peel their greedy taxing fingers off of it.
I
they
see.
They don't need jails. They have to put somebody in them, you know.
That's the case. Corey, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, actually, your caller that you said who was the victim when he got arrested for trying to buy the sports drink, and I would say the convenience store is one. They did not get to sell a sports drink. The sports drink maker, his employer lost a day at his work if he's salary. You know, he had to take a sick day or a leave of absence day. And also the taxpayers, I cracked up laughing when I heard the fact that the armed robbery took place, you know, three down the street.
Yeah.
You know, that same night. That to me, I would have that on the front page of that newspaper. That shows their priorities of the law enforcement. But that's not even why I called.
Okay.
Just real quick, the kind of on topic, but I was at the casino at the Hard Rock in Tampa. This is, you know, 500 people in this room. And this guy starts a fight, you know, I don't know what about, but to make a long story short, he's basically, you know, three bouncers and about four supervisors had to physically, the whole time this guy was screaming as they pulled him out, and the guy next to me, I don't even know him, but he says, and alcohol is legal. And I just, you know, the whole table started cracking up because, you know, the oxymoron of alcohol is the one that's legal, but yet, how many marijuana smokers do you know that go out and look for fights or, you know,
it doesn't happen. I've never met one.
Every cop has stories of like that, scary stories where they had to go to a case of where someone was drinking and they got violent,
yep,
or it led to domestic abuse. And ask them how many stories like that they have about pot users.
Exactly. Thanks, Corby, for the call tonight and the story. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. So the term legalize by the dictionary means to make legal, to authorize, to sanction by law. Sanctioning by law, authorization, legalizing, that means to actually create code in regards to the legalization of marijuana. To legalize, take something that is just out there in the marketplace and makes government aware of it. It creates legislation, it creates regulation of, it creates some sort of government bureaucracy. It puts that product into the legal world, into the world of government, into the insanity world of legal land. That's what legalization means by the dictionary definition, and so that's what I'm going to go with. 800-259-9231, and just back to the incremental thing. I know what you're saying, Mark. What you're saying is that there are these intolerant jerks that hold certain positions of power in the organizations called governments around that we have to deal with, and that we should pander to those jerks when we're trying to change through the system, trying to work through the system to change, as we're told so often, those of us who do civil disobedience and support non-cooperation and things like that, we're told over and over again by the people within the system, you shouldn't do that, you should work within the system. Well, civil disobedience is still sort of within the system in that it's a legitimate role, it's a legitimate thing to do. But you're talking about appeasing these people to some extent, and Dale during the break was making a point that I completely agree with, and it was essentially saying that we need to get the conversation started on honest terms, because a lot of these people that you're trying to appease, they know that the medical marijuana thing is just a front for eventual marijuana legalization. I mean, they know that. They're paranoid about it. You know, they try to make those claims, and the medical marijuana people, we don't think that regular folks should be able to use marijuana. This is just about sick people. Come on, stop trying to distract the issue. But of course, they know. They know that many of the people that are advocating for medical marijuana would love to see it all fully legalized, so or to fully decriminalized. So let's just have that conversation.
If they want to be intolerant
about it, then maybe they will be shown as intolerant jerks and eventually might leave office.
I don't know if it's necessarily the time for full medical for full marijuana legalization. I feel it is. I feel it's right. Whatever. I'm not going to use your terms. I'm not your junkie. I don't think it is, look, it's legal for me to breathe air. It's legal. It should be legal for me to smoke marijuana.
Are there laws about you breathing air? Then there's legal.
Look, I'm talking about the usage of the term, man. You can go to dictionary.com and you can refer to that as much as you want. I like the term legalized. That's the one I choose to use. Now, can we get back to what I was talking about?
Was.
Okay. So, I don't even remember.
You were going to defend your buddies in politics.
I think that the conversation is degraded when there's this sort of what happens is people are pandered to who hold really irrational viewpoints about marijuana, and instead of having an intelligent conversation and educating people about the truth, what happens with these politicians is you're pandering to the BS that they're spreading around.
Right.
I mean, in order to get like the incremental thing in, and then the whole conversation is and there's a bunch of lies being told.
Right,
ultimately.
Telling those politicians, you guys are right in your intolerance. You guys are right. Let's just make
you're going too far, and so you should lighten up in this area. And here's why. And it's like you said, comparing medical marijuana to full decriminalization, and it's as if you're pandering to the fears that they have. Oh, the regular people are going to smoke pot. Well, yeah, let's do that instead of talking about making it, you know. And
instead of spending years talking about one issue of medical marijuana in these very dishonest terms. This has been going on for a while.
And who knows? Maybe in the short term you won't get the bill you wanted, but maybe in the long term you'll get something better in the a little bit further off in the future because you had an honest conversation.
Or
I'm
maybe
trying to speak over the echo chamber of the next segment.
Or maybe you'll get some decriminalization that won't be exactly what you wanted, but at least it'll be halfway or a quarter of the way. If you don't aim for the moon, you won't make it over the fence. Or something like that.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.